At one time, you could tell the machine what to do, and it would do it. You could push a button,
and it won't work. Now it tells you what to do. All right. 1 Corinthians 3 and 12. The foundation. Louis would tell me, back in Italy in the old country, he would tell me that you could go in and you could take wood and put it in the living room and build a fire and it wouldn't burn the house down. We could have a fire in the living room floor and it wasn't going to burn anything up because the house was all made out of stone. Fireproof materials. The only problem with some houses like that is the earthquake could shake them down. All right? But they were fireproof. And that's what it's talking about here, a fireproof foundation. Is your foundation fireproof? And if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, stones, precious, timios. Precious are honorable. That's what the word means. This is where we get the word Timothy. The name Timothy comes from this right here. Precious are honorable. And then we have woods. Zula, woods. Cortone, hay. And this word kalamane means the stubble when you go out and you take the top of the wheat and you cut the wheat off and you have the heads of wheat. Down below that is what you call the stubble. And this word is used in the Septuagint in Exodus 5 and verse 12. That's where they had to go out and they got the stubble. The stubble was worth, it's what they used to make bricks and they built fires with it, whatever. You know, that you can build a fire with it and it'll burn. And have to put a lot of it in there, but it does, it's flammable and it burns. The foundations, the two kinds of foundations which can be laid. But only God will reward those that are built upon His foundation. His foundation. When Jesus came to the Jews, what foundation were they built upon? What was their religion built upon? Huh? Their own rules. Traditions. The traditions. Your traditions. He said, your traditions have nullified the Word of God. Your traditions have nullified the Word of God. Mark 6 and verse 39, cross-reference to this verse. All right. 3 and verse 12, 13 now. 3 and 13. Remember about the fireproof foundation. You want to have a fireproof foundation. Hekastu, to ergon, bonero, ganethete, hey, dar, chimera, delosi, hote, in, piri, apokaliptetai. There's your revelation there, Cindy. Kai, Hekastu, to ergon, hopoion, estin, to, peter, alto, which is really not in the language but is understood, dokimase. All right, the fireproof foundation and the day of judgment. For each the work. Look at that word ergon there. Ergon. What does ergon mean? How many of you get a paycheck? All right. My wife used to say that she worked for food and board. Food and board. Is that right, Marilyn?
Yeah.
That food and board. Worked for food and board. Food and board. That was her paycheck. That was it. Food and board. The word ergon there means product of employment. What do you get for what you do? Product of employment. That's a product of employment. Each work, product of employment, It is put on, out on a stage that is fully lighted from every direction. The Greek stages and the Roman stages had candles and lights. They would light them up in the evening. They would go out, you know, it's hot over there, just like it is, and they'd go out and they would have evening theater. Sometimes they'd have theater all night long. And they would polish these mirrors, metal mirrors, and they would put lights in front of them and then aim them all the way around the stage, and the actors would get out on the stage, and they would be lighted from every angle. Now, if any of you have ever been in a movie, you know that they light movies. I've known different people that worked in movies, best men, the best boys, or whatever. They would, the lighters, the ones that would light, the technicians or whatever, they would light the stages all the way up, and they use a tremendous amount of electricity on every set. A lot of lights and a lot of heat, too. And not only that, but like up at Lone Pine and some of the old things, they would take these great big mirrors and they would catch the sun, and you don't see any shadows in most black and white movies at all. If you see a shadow, it's because they want you to see a shadow. Normally, you will see light all the way around the person. That's what this word here means. That's what the word comes from right there. It shall become for itself. Look at that word, genesete. It shall become for itself. Third person singular, future indicative middle. It shall be manifest. It shall be out in light for the day it shall declare. For the day shall declare it. Because by fire it is revealed. Now, America is a throwaway society. Do you know that? America is a throwaway society. San Francisco burned down how many times? Not enough. But how many times did San Francisco burn down? One time after another. I mean, they deforested the forest building San Francisco. Many times it burned down. In Europe, in most of the big cities, they haven't had very many fires. Why? Because the buildings are fireproof. They're fireproof. In America, I remember when I went to work in the hydraulic industry, we repaired hydraulics. But then after a while, they didn't want to repair anything. They could get it built overseas, and you just bought a whole hydraulic cylinder instead of putting seals and things in it. You just throw the thing away and start it over again. In America, how many thousand-year-old houses do we have? Huh? They were here. Indians have. There are some down in South America, in Central America. There are whole cities down there that are still standing because they were built out of stones. The cliff dwellers, the Anasazi, in the Four Corners area, some of those dwellings are still there because they were built out of non-flammable material. And they started, we had a surplus of lumber on this continent. America would have never been anything, ever, and never would have been even sought after if it hadn't been all of the natural resources in America. We had lots of lumber. Europe had been deforested. What did they do with all the lumber in Europe? They didn't build houses out of it. What did they do with lumber? They burned people with it. They toasted Baptists, about 50 million of them, over there in history. About 50 million of them got toasted over there. They burned so many Baptists in England after the King James Version of the Bible came out that they said they ran out of firewood because they had to use all the firewood to burn Baptists with. I don't know how they had to burn one of them, just leave them alone. The truth takes care of itself, you know, if it was true. You don't have to worry about it. Fireproof foundations. The day of judgment will declare it. Third person singular, future indicative active. Because by fire it shall be revealed. It shall be, you will have a revelation. What is your foundation built upon? The Word of God? Just look out all over this nation. This nation is a nation of religious people. Isn't it? Every nation is religious. Even communism is a religion. Russia, they didn't want to compete with the churches over there, so they kind of banned the churches. The same thing in China, because communism is a religion. It is. Everything. All people are basically religious. Even you go in the darkest parts of Africa, and those people are religious. Go down in South America, and there's not a one of them down there that doesn't believe in right and wrong. I don't care how far you go out there. Well, they've never seen another man ever besides their own little tribes. They have morality. They have religion. But what's it based upon? Wood, hay, and stubble? Or truth? The day shall declare. Fire shall be revealed as with fire. Now, how do you assay metals? Huh? What do? You melt them. Gold. They'll say you buy a bar of gold or whatever. What do you call those things? Cougarond or I don't know. I don't have any of that stuff. But gold bars. And it'll say 99.99999% gold. In other words, it's 24 karat gold. 18 karat gold is how much gold? 18 karat. 24 karat gold is pure gold. 24K. 18 karat. 18K is how much gold? If you look on there, it'll be 0.750. 0.750. And you have silver. And what is the rest? What's the other 25%? Something besides gold. Okay? Something besides gold. I got a gold-filled watch here. On the outside of that watch, this watch was made in 1932. It's a Hamilton. An adjusted movement. Real good movement inside of a case. But way back then, they didn't want a solid gold watch. Why? The pure gold was too soft. It would get bent. Not only that, in just a few years, it would oil count on the back. It would go kink, 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 kink. It's like an oil, you know, the oil cans. I don't care how thick it was. So they would take and they would cut it with silver or something else that's harder. And they would put 10 carat or 18 carat. The real high-grade gold would be 18 karat. And then they would take it, and this is what it was. They would take a piece of stainless steel or steel, and they would take a 10 karat or 14 karat or 18 karat gold and press it on both sides of that. So you'd have gold on the inside and gold on the outside. Well, that's what we call gold-plated or gold-filled watches. But this was the strength, and then it would have gold for gold doesn't rust. Steel and iron rust, but gold doesn't rust. And the reason why they wanted iron or a steel in the middle so it wouldn't bend, but then it had a heavy coat of gold on both sides. But if you melted it down, you're going to have very little gold that comes to the top. Very little gold. I mean, actually, at the bottom, the other stuff will float to the top, and they will take it and skim it off. Gold jewelry. You may find out how much gold jewelry, that if you melted it, how much dross it would have on the top. How many of you ever melted lead? Anybody ever melted lead and made sinkers or bullets or something? It's got a top layer that you skim off all the time, doesn't it? That's the dross. The fire, and here the word fire, piri. How many of you ever play marbles, Brother Dick?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. I played marbles. Cindy, you play marbles? All right. Did you play marbles, David?
Yeah.
Anybody else here old enough to play marbles?
Call them MIGs.
Huh?
You call them MIGs.
Yeah. The Piris. A Piri was a solid color that looked like fire. You could just see all the way through it, the fire. Marilyn, did you ever have a Piri?
Well, I've heard of them.
Okay, the cat eyes and Piris and all this kind of stuff, but you could see through it. Some of the cat eyes, they had little flowers inside of them. I've been finding some of them on that farm out there where those people played marbles 100 years ago. But Piris were Piri, and that's where you get the word, it's clear like a flame. Piri. The fire of it, it shall prove it. Dokimase. That's the word to fire. That's how you test metal to see if it's pure. A lot of times they would take, and at the edge of something, they would take a stone, and they would rub it across the stone to see if it was gold-filled or solid gold. It would take it off. 1 Corinthians 4 and 5 and 1 and 8, Matthew 10 and 15, 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 10, 2 Timothy 1, 12 and 18 and 4 and 8, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 4, Romans 13 and 2, Hebrews 10, 25, 2 Thessalonians 1 and 8 and 2 and 8, and Daniel 7 and 9, and Malachi 4 and 1. Talk about this fireproof foundation. The judgment day. There will be a judgment. In the book of Revelation, it says Jesus has a eyes are like what's in it? A flame of fire. Why does it say flame of fire? Because he can see the truth. We studied last weekend the 19th chapter of Matthew, and the last verse in the 19th chapter of Matthew said what? The first shall be last, and the last shall be first in the judgment. Many people today that you think are going to be really great, they did it for ulterior motives or something else. It's really, we're going to really find out who served the Lord because they loved the Lord right there. Go on a little further. Remind me to give you that thumb drive, Randall. 314. Another first class conditional particle. A. Tinos. To. Ergon. Mene. Ha. Epoi. Kodo. Mason. Miston. Lepsete. All right. If or since anyone the work, it remains after the fire, after the judgment. Which is, look at that little relative pronoun, which is, he has built upon, mistone. What's mistone mean? Means, or it literally means wages or reward. You get a reward or a wages for what you do. We don't do anything for the Lord if we do it for the right reason that we're not going to get paid for. Randy, just think about all the hours that you put on the website. And I know one thing, you sure haven't got, he said he works for food. So every time I get a chance, I feed that man. If he comes out there, I try to feed him my two-day spaghetti sauce that I learned how to make in that Universal Hotel out there, or cookies Marilyn makes, or anything, I try to feed him. Because he works for food. That's all he gets. Except the enjoyment of seeing people out there learning God's Word all over the world 24 hours a day. That means something. I don't get paid, he doesn't get paid. We do it for why? So people can learn. So they can build up. So they can build their lives on the right foundation, because people can build their lives on paper, on stubble, wood. And it all goes up in smoke. How many Mormons are you going to see in heaven? How many Mormons are going to be in the Bride of Christ? How many Mormons are going to be guests at the wedding? How about Jehovah's Witnesses? Herbert Armstrong and his bunch. Garner Ted Armstrong and his bunch. Are all many? How about Buddha's bunch? Just look at all the mass of religion out there in the world that are spinning their wheels going 100 miles an hour and getting nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. There was a person who lived out there by us years ago, and this woman had an Arabian horse. That horse could go 100 miles an hour standing still. Going nowhere. And I got out there and I was working in the yard one day, and here comes this horse down there about a quarter of a mile away, and it took about an hour for that horse to get there. And that horse was just tearing the ground up. Going nowhere. That's what most of the religious world is. They're just getting with it out there. Wasting their time. How many Mormon missionaries have just been sent out into the world? Just since school was out. Just think about it. Just since school was out. How many they go out two by two? Witness to them, people. Witness to them. You know what I do? How I deal with Mormons? They come to your door and knock on your door. Hi. We got another gospel. We got another story. We got another book. Another revelation. I tell them, well, I said, you know what? Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, He said, upon this foundation, I'll be building my church, and the gates of hell cannot wrestle it down. Joseph Smith came up and he said that all the religions were gone. Herbert Armstrong said the gospel hadn't been preached for 1,800 years. You know that? The gospel hadn't been preached for 1,800 years? I tell you what, there's 50 million of them Baptists died in the Dark Ages. From the Roman period of time on down to the modern ages. To even keep the Word of God. And besides that, I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus a whole lot better than I do Joseph Smith. Or Brigham Young. Or any of those offshoot denominations of them. The whole world is wrong. We got another gospel. Wrong foundation. And even in the religious world, there's a whole lot of wrong foundations out there. Even the ones that name the name of Christ. If anyone's work, it may remain. Look at that word, mene. That's from men over there. Third person senior, future indicative active. Future tense is what? Sometime in the future. That's real simple. Indicative mode what? Is a statement of fact. And active voice is what? The work remains. Okay? The work remains, which is he has built upon, a wage or a reward he shall receive. Third person singular, future indicative mental voice. The work that's built upon the foundation will get you the reward. That's what's going to do it. The foundation. All right? When the fire tests the work, what's left is what matters. That's the fireproof foundation. 1 Corinthians 3 and 8 and 4 and 5 and 9 and 17. Galatians 6 and 4. 3 and 15. A. Tinos. To ergon. Kata ka sete. Semi o the sete. Autos de so the sete. Hutos de hos dia piros. Now, we talked about Joseph Smith, we talked about Herbert Armstrong, we talked about the Moons a little bit, Mooney and his bunch, the Buddhist, all these people, they aren't even going to get to heaven. They will be in the lake of fire. You know who's going to be the hottest place in the lake of fire? Jim Jones, Russell, Charles Taze Russell, Brigham Young, and Joseph Smith.
Why?
Because they fornicated, spiritually fornicated religion, and totally destroyed millions of people's lives. Took them with them. Jesus said, if a blind man leads a blind man, what happens? Both of them fall in the ditch. And that's what will happen. Both of them are going to fall in the ditch. But now we're talking about something else here. This is a total different story. This is talking about saved people. Saved people. Saved people that built all of their lives upon the wrong foundation. In the wrong church. How many churches did Jesus found? Uno. One. You can trace it all, the history of it, all the way back. Anything started this side of that is in trouble. In trouble. Now, I heard one of my old teachers teach one time. He said, if I err, let me err on the safe side. Think about that for a while. If I err, let me err on the safe side. This is, you don't have to put your hands up or anything. How many different religious groups that say they're Christian? I don't have my eraser again. That's the word baptized comes from that word baptizo, doesn't it? What does baptizo mean, Cindy?
What word?
What does baptizo mean?
According to you, dip.
Thank you. According to me, it means dip. Well, according to all the lexicons, what does it mean?
Dip.
Okay. If you read a lexicon written by a pedo baptist, a baby baptizer, and a sprinkler, and a rontizo, he will try to say that, oh, it's not, it really means to dip. But, you ever hear that? That little put, they always have that but. They're like that. How many groups will accept immersion for baptism? Just about everybody. Just about everybody. Even the Catholics. Yeah. They'll accept immersion for baptism. All right. And then we have another word. Rontizo. What does rontizo mean? It's got a rough breather on it. Huh? That means to sprinkle. To sprinkle. How many groups accept sprinkling for baptism? Some. Methodist. Yeah. Some of them. And then how about Nikto? Why, even the Catholic Church poured water on them instead of sprinkling for a long, long time. They poured. As a matter of fact, they dipped until about 1500 A.D. 1500. I remind the other day, my life is interesting. It is, anything can happen, go wrong, it does. That's just the way it is. In that movie, Rooster Cogburn, the new one, and even in the old one, I believe. But in that movie, it says, my son Horace, the clumsier soul I never saw, I bet he broke 50 cups. My future son-in-law is kind of like that. He never comes to my house, he doesn't spill something. And I can't remember when it was the other day. I asked him, you know, and when I ask him to do something, I kind of wonder, you know, did I really do that right? He always comes and he said, Jim, would you like me to put another bottle of water? Well, I can't lift 5 gallons of water anymore. Marilyn has to do it, or we do it together or something. I can't do it. My back and neck are shocked. Shoulders out of place and everything else. Anyway, he came in there and I'm standing beside him and I wipe the thing off. We get ready to put it up there. He gets it up in the air and just drops the thing right on the floor. Right on the top, and water comes rushing out of that thing like the Niagara Falls. And both of my feet are baptized by effusion. In about 300 A.D., there was a guy that was dying, and he wanted to be baptized. And they know you had to immerse him. You had to completely cover him with water, because baptism is a burial. How many people have you ever seen sprinkled out there in the... You ever go out there? Have any of us been to Union Cemetery lately? Anybody laying out there? Any bodies laying out there with a little dirt sprinkled on top of them? How about Greenlawn? Hillcrest? Shafter? Arvin? Lamont? Any of these cemeteries? Do they sprinkle dirt on them when they bury them? It's a burial. They put them down under. They bury them. Baptism is a burial. So this guy, in church history, you can read about this. I told about it before. They got him over there, and they got several big strong men, and they filled this big bathtub up with water. And the preacher gets up there, and he said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And they took the whole thing and dumped all the water on him. Well, I got baptized by effusion the other day. I got that much water on me. My feet were shoes where water was pouring out of them. It says here, now if you err on the same side, what way would you want to be baptized? Sprinkled, poured, or dipped? The right way. That's the right way. That's the safe way, isn't it? Isn't that the safest way? If I'm going to err, let me err on the safe side. We have children that are baptized in the Catholic Church, in the Methodist Church, and Presbyterian Church, and they all have godmothers and godfathers, don't we? Why do they have godmothers and godfathers? Huh? Because the baby doesn't know anything. And so when they get up there, they said, "Do you believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit?" And somebody said, "Yeah," because the baby can't say yeah. He might go goo goo gaga or whatever, you know, but he can't say yes or no. Somebody's got to make a confession of faith for him or for her. Now, in religious societies that believe in salvation by grace, they also believe in a personal point of salvation. You go in a religious group, and a lot of times when you get up in front of a church, Baptist churches are run by a democracy. They're a little, what we call, the polity of the church is by democracy, the rule of the congregation. That's what you call congregational rule. Okay? They vote on church members. If you go into a small Baptist church, when somebody comes forward, they'll go up there, they'll make a profession of faith, they'll get down, they'll pray, or whatever, and they decided they want to join the church. And the church will actually, have you ever been in these old churches, Brother Dick, your wife, where they vote? I make a motion that we accept so-and-so as a candidate for baptism. After baptism, full rights and privileges of a church member. All right, that's what they'll say. All right. And some churches, they'll have a presbytery and a board and all that kind of stuff, but they all make professions of faith. Now, even the Catholic Church and the Methodist Church and the Episcopalian Church and Church of England, all these groups, they have what you call confirmation. Because being baptized when you're a baby isn't enough. So they send them to catechism. And they teach them what they're supposed to believe. And they have to get up and make another confession of faith. Now, wouldn't it just be better as if when you got under the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God and you ask the Lord to save your soul and to forgive your sins and you make a public profession of faith at that moment, if you did it at home, you go to church and you say, "I was saved at home. I asked the Lord in my life and repented of my sins and I'd like to make a public profession of faith, and I'd like to join this church." Would that be the safe way to do it? See, Baptists don't accept baby baptism. They don't accept sprinkling. They don't accept pouring. And nearly everybody has got to make a profession of faith. They either take communion or whatever. All right? If I err, let me err on the same side. Job 23 and 10, Psalm 66 and verse 10, Jude 23, they're all talking about the different foundations here. If any man's work, it shall be consumed. He shall suffer loss. This is talking about saved people. But he shall be saved so as even through the fire. He's going to end up naked. Naked. With no rewards whatsoever. How long is that going to last? Probably forever. 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 That's sad too, isn't it? Because he's a believer. This is a believer. But he built his foundation on the wrong. He built his house on the wrong foundation. And it was made out of wood, hay, and stubble. All right. You want to go 3:16 or you want me to turn you loose since we got started late? You want to go on another verse? Is that all right? One more? All right, 3:16. I was going to make the whole chapter tonight. I was actually going to get to chapter 4, Cindy. But I goofed. Uk oidate hote naos theou este kai to pneuma tu theou oike in himen. Not, what is the Hebrew equivalent to that? Tell me a couple of Hebrew equivalents to this. Which one? May is that's a Greek equivalent. That's a particle of negation. This is an adverb of negation. Give me a Hebrew adverb of negation. Lo and all. Both. Two of them. You could go either way. It can either be like this or like this. And even there's more. But there's a one equivalent. Throw a little Hebrew at you. All right. Not ye have known. Look at that word. Second person plural. Perfect indicative acting. That the indwelling of God ye are. The indwelling of God. The dwelling place. The dwelling place of God ye are. Who's he talking to? Who's speaking? Who's speaking? The Apostle Paul. Who's he speaking to? The church at Corinth. This is a church. And he's telling the church that you're a dwelling place of God. You're a holy of holies of God. The church is the holy of holies. People that are members of New Testament church are a doubly indwelt people. A twice-blooded and a doubly indwelt people. The Lord died for His church and died for the saints. You're indwelt when you're born again by the Spirit of God, and you're immersed in the Spirit of God when you're a member of one of God's New Testament churches. Immersed in the Spirit of God. You are the dwelling place of God, belonging to God. Look at that word. Theou. Theou is genitive, singular, masculine. Genitive is the case of what, Cindy? The case of Brother Randall. Belonging. Possession. Case of possession. Ye are the dwelling place belonging to God. Ye are, este, second person plural present indicative acting from Amy, ye are, and the Spirit, the pneuma of the God, He dwells in you. The Spirit of the God, He dwells, makes His home in that church. Makes His home in that church. In Genesis, in the book of Genesis, Genesis 1 and 2, Genesis 1 and 2. It's a beautiful verse. We ha'aretz, ha'ya, tohu wa'vohu, we hoshuk, el panei tahom, we ruah, elohim, merapeth, el panei hamayim. And the earth, she became a wasteland and a chaos, and darkness became upon the face of the abyss, the home. And Spirit God mourned over the faces of the waters. Spirit God mourned over the faces of the waters. In Isaiah 45 and 18, the Bible says that God did not create the earth, lo, tohu. Lo. Lo means what? Not tohu. He didn't create the earth that way. So the earth, she became tohu wabohu. Alright, she became that way. Now what? Who caused this destruction? Satan. Alright? Satan called him. And his name is Lucifer. No eraser. All the time, no eraser. I gotta get a eraser. Yes, I need a paper towel. Lucifer. Lucius. Lucas. All of that. Lucifer. And also Hillel, for you Hebrew guys. Hillel. In Isaiah, thank you. Isaiah 14 and 12, and Ezekiel 28. Thank you, Merrill. It says that Lucifer, or Hillel, ascended up into heaven and said, I will put my throne above the throne of God. Now, what was Lucifer's name? What did it actually mean?
Light carrier.
Light carrier. All right, light carrier, Hillel. And Lahel became the author of all Scotia. Or, it says in here, and darkness, wehoshik. Say wehoshik. Wehoshik. Skotia sophon. Wehoshik, darkness became over the faces of the deep. Now, lost man is in darkness. According to John, the third chapter, he's in darkness. The light came in the world, and the world rejects the light because it loves to live in darkness. Skotia. All right. Or wehoshik. Darkness. Lucifer, the light carrier, became the creator of darkness. And then God brought light back. Spirit God went out over the earth. And Spirit God rejuvenated the earth and put it back together. And in your life, when you're convicted under the Spirit of God, by conviction of the preaching of the God, Spirit God again works in your life to rejuvenate and restore you back into His fellowship. And then we have shalom. What does shalom mean? Huh? Agreement. Shalom means peace. All right, Rainey. But shalom, you have no peace until you have an agreement. And until you agree with God, homologia, what does that mean? Homologia. Homologia. Homo means same. To say the same thing that God knows already. When you tell the Lord that you're a sinner and you need to be saved by the merits of Jesus Christ, you're saying the same thing. That's what you call profession. Or confession. Confessing your sins to God. Okay? Spirit God is working with you, convicting you of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, and then you get to be saved. And Spirit God starts working your life over. Your spirit is kicked out the old the old deadly spirit that was taking you to hell and marking you for the lake of fire is kicked out, and you're branded by Spirit God in Spirit God in you. And then Spirit God leads you. You know where Spirit God leads you? To the Word of God and to one of His New Testament churches. That's where Spirit God... Spirit God won't lead you any place else. That's where He leads you. Spirit God leads you to those places. The name Luke, or Lucius in the New Testament. Lucius means light. And Luke, you know, the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts, Luke, it means light, issuing forth light. That's what his name is. Luke and Lucius and Lucifer all come from the same root. All light carriers are bringing forth light is what it means. The person that brought forth light now to us is not Lucifer, because he failed and he became the father of darkness. But Jesus Christ is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. Thank you for putting up with my incapacities tonight. And I hope you enjoyed God's Word. I hope you enjoyed our little study before we did the class. And come back next week, and we'll start right on 3 and verse 17. 3 and 17. We went from 3:11 through 16, didn't we? Randall, I want to thank you for getting all those sermons out for all these people. They are enjoying them all over the world, and if you miss a class, you can go get them. Brother Dick, would you dismiss us in prayer tonight, brother?
Father, thank you for this time when we could again visit your word and for the enlightenment that we came from it. We thank you again for this opportunity to be together to study your word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.